What compels me to run is to inspire generational change amongst the 30 and older group, and I feel that I have the energy and innovative ideas to get things done, and I will be a voice for the people, and I will not stay silent until I see results in this community.
And how old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
Okay, so, and you said that you are the youngest person to run for this seat?
Yes, I am the historically, I'm the youngest person to ever file for this office at 32 years old, and I'm also the youngest African-American woman to file for this office.
Great. And so what issues specifically are of particular concern to you?
Specifically, education, economic development, and the criminal justice system are very important to me.
Can you talk a little bit about the political climate up in Tallahassee? And I mean, what kind of campaign you plan to run?
I plan to run an assertive grassroots campaign. I plan to cater to the voters who have not yet voted, who may not necessarily be super voters that vote in every election. Those are the voters that I plan on focusing on. And as far as the political climate in Tallahassee, although we know as far as being a Democrat that we are outnumbered, however, that does not stop us from being silent and making sure that we communicate the issues of the people while in office.
Can you talk a little bit about your district? Who lives in District 59 and what do they need?
Who lives in District 59? Who lives in District 59 are a lot of disadvantaged voters, economically, educationally, and every other way. And I say every other way because this district has long been historically known for the highest poverty rate. And for that reason alone, I think that there is time for a change. And I think there is time for the people to see someone in a 30 and up age group, that someone is taking the chance to step up and step out and to get things done in this community.
So, I mean, what compels you to run against an incumbent that, you know, has several terms under her belt and is relatively well, or pretty well known in the community?
I think that we have to get away from who is well known, but who will be the most productive. And what compels me to run again is that I need to see my children and my children's friends. I need to let them see that someone who is young can step up to the challenge and get things done. So that's what compels me, and that goes back to our inspiring generational change.
Great. And then my last question is, what is your background career-wise?
My background career-wise is in health insurance, managed health care, Medicare and Medicaid, and that's what my focus will be continually on, health care.
Okay, great. And obviously you can sort of bring that to the table as a member of the House of Representatives.
Yes. I just would like to add that in addition to the Obama factor in 2008, I plan on bringing that same factor to the East Tampa and every other community in District 59. I plan on getting out the voters who are not thought about, who are not heard from, and I plan on being a voice and inspiring them to get out and be involved in the political process. If anyone wants to know about my background, they want to know my political platforms and where I stand, my ideas that I would like to bring to the table, please visit www.votedenson.com and also follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Vote Denson.